Restoring My Soul. Tuesday, the 5th of September. Nurturing Spiritual Sons of God. The Bride of Christ includes families who are raising their children as sons of God in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Furthermore, the Church, as the Bride of Christ, also has an evangelistic ministry from house to house. Believing households are a primary context for hearers to be born again as sons and daughters of God and to be delivered from the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of the Son. The bride is to be a helper comparable to Christ in his work of bringing forth and nurturing sons of God who are spiritual. Essential to this work is the capacity to pass to those who are babes in Christ, so that they come to maturity as sons who are bearing the fruit of sanctification. Paul explained that a person remained immature, or like a babe in Christ, on account of carnality. He wrote, "I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ." Accordingly, Paul introduced his explanation to the carnal condition by addressing his readers as those who should be the bride of Christ, exhorting them to serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. The ministry through which a person is delivered from their carnality to grow as a spiritual son of God is described as the pure milk of the Word. This is the ministry of the Bride of Christ, the mother of us all. We note, in this regard, the Apostle Peter's encouragement, "Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." A person is only able to participate in this ministry if they are, themselves, joined to the process through which they are coming to maturity. The references used in today's devotions are Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14, Romans chapter 6, verse 22, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1, Romans chapter 7, verse 6, Galatians chapter 4, verse 26, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 2.